We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Texas. Our friend Genevieve Wood on the phone this morning from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
It's great to have you on here. You know, I was looking at this story yesterday about the Supreme Court and the removal of this transgender child from a home. I don't know if I'm missing something here, but I can't imagine the reverberation this has through a lot of states. I mean, that the court thinks that's okay. If I understand this correctly, the family disagreed with this child's transition. The child was removed from the home by the state, and the Supreme Court really said that's okay?
That's extremely hard to believe. I don't know if this is going to be the final ruling or not. I mean, those are questions are asked. That's what you're referring to, right? There was no actual ruling on this.
Yeah. The Supreme Court,
it's questions being asked.
The questions being asked by the courts, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we'll see where the ruling actually comes down. But it would be devastating if the court, I mean, I know that states like California, for instance, have threatened to do this kind of thing, to come in and say, if you as parents are not allowing your child who's 11 years old or however old to go through in transgender, we will remove your child. The state, you know, Department of Child and Human Services will come in and take the child, put them in another, like a foster home, and the state will then pay for them to go through transitions. So you've had crazy places like California suggest to do things like that. But for the Supreme Court of the United States to say that's an okay thing for the government to come in and do would be a travesty for families. So I hope the line of questioning doesn't show ultimately what the final ruling will ultimately be, because that would be a huge travesty for families.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with that completely. I just don't know how, like, we covered that story here regarding a family in Montana that had their child taken away. And then the state moved the kid across state lines to a different facility where it was a girl transitioning to a boy who was housed with boys in a facility. And I'm shaking my head thinking, how can this happen in America that a parent's rights can be stripped away so easily?
Well, and that's one case, or that's one instance, and that once you have something like that become the law of the land, they can step in for a lot of other reasons. Maybe we don't like the way, we don't like the religion that you're teaching them at home, right? We don't like the values that you're teaching them at home. It can get very tricky if all of a sudden the government gets to decide. And look, there are a lot of people on the left who think the government kind of owns the children. I mean, we hear, you know, when we've had all these debates about what children are taught in schools,
yes,
and you have the teachers union and others come out and say, well, actually, they're our children.
Yeah.
We should be determining what they learn. And the parent, what I thought they belonged to the parents and to the family. So there's a real struggle here for who actually do children belong to. And it's happening in multiple corners, not just one.
Genevieve, I think this bill is interesting that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just signed into law that it would ban anyone, the minors, for anyone under 14, right, from getting on social media?
Well, it basically would say that any apps, websites that share or take other people's information, whether it's for sale or using it to market you and so forth, that yes, any child under the age of 14, unless a parent authorized it, they cannot have those apps on their phone or access to those websites. And that if they already have them, that as of January 1, 2025, they've got to be removed. So this is, I mean, you have to go through and read the law. It doesn't name certain, you know, it doesn't say Facebook. It doesn't say Instagram. It doesn't list all that, but it defines what social media they're talking about.
Yeah.
And so this isn't going to prevent you from going to say, you know, the Mark Cox Morning Show and seeing what the headlines are. It's not violating those kind of First Amendment rights, but any app that allows information about how you're using it, and takes your personal information or sharing any information like pictures that you post, sharing it with others. So this would not prevent a child from using text because they're talking with somebody else one-on-one. But if you were using an app that allows you to post something that many people have access to, which would be like an Instagram, for example, those are the kind of platforms they're saying if you're not 14 years of age, you can't use that without parental consent.
Wow. And I just wonder how they enforce it because kids are going to figure out ways around it, right? It's going to have to ask the question.
Always.
Enter your birth date. They're going to lie about their birth date. I mean, how do you know? There's so much absent parenting these days.
And parents will set up the accounts for the kids, probably.
Yeah, some cases. Know? I'm sure.
Well, and look, if a parent approves it, they'll be able to approve it. But the reality is it's trying to make these social media companies take more responsibility themselves. Mm-hmm. Yes, obviously people will be able to get around the law at times, but you don't make it easy for them.
Yeah.
And this is having them step in and say, you've got to work harder to help us with this.
Genevieve Wood, thank you as always.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Have a good morning. We appreciate that. And that's just crazy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.